Peacekeeping has come to be a flagship activity of the United Nations, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the Security Council on Monday, and UN operations are more complex than ever.
Our operations today are more varied and more complex than ever. And whatever form it takes, multidimensional peacekeeping remains a highly cost-effective investment in progress towards lasting stability. No other international tool is as effective in combining political security, rule of law, and human rights efforts.
The Secretary General says the resolution before the Security Council identifies the many contributions UN missions make toward enhancing security and building sustainable peace. All members are relied on to support this effort. Australia believes such efforts need to be integrated. Its representative, Dr. Mike Kelly, explains what this means.
This includes not only in the ways and means by which different mission components cooperate and coordinate on the ground, but in the critical planning and preparation phases. Of course, all these types of activities must be guided by the fundamental principle of national ownership to be sustainable in the long term. The ultimate aim of peacekeeping missions, as it is with development, is that they must constantly be focused on their own redundancy.
According to the representative of the Republic of Korea, Kim Bong-kyun, UN peacekeeping helped his country to move from a post-war state to a thriving nation that contributes to the development of other nations.
My country, the Republic of Korea, experienced a devastating war between 1950 and 1953 and has developed from being a beneficiary of an early UN military intervention and the recipient of development assistance to a contributor to UN peacekeeping operations and a new donor of development cooperation with many developing countries.
Pakistan is the single largest troop contributor to UN peacekeeping. Its representative, Foreign Secretary Jalil Jilani, called for peacekeepers to be honored.
More than 3,000 peacekeepers have laid down their lives to save the world from the scourge of war. Today, we collectively pay homage to them. Today, we should all once again reiterate our commitment to their safety and security.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the resolution to be adopted by the Security Council should show how peacekeeping can continue to be adapted to meet the needs of people in the aftermath of conflict. Jerry Adams, United Nations.